Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group.
Ladies and gentlemen!
Good evening and welcome to the Sunday Evening Chat. All right, it's me, and we're going to have a nice little evening. I have a guest. Huh? Oh, they know who I am. All right, y'all. All right, you know who I am. You know, this good old doctor, Dr. Buck, all that this mate. All right, we have comedian Sean Hill coming on to the show tonight. So we're going to get our laugh on, have a good time, and, you know, do what we do. All right, we're about to play some Lene Michele, and we'll be right back.
Where were you? When things were failed, there was
faded pictures on the wall, just the wooden frames hanging empty on the wall. Sharp corner cracks where the paint's chipping off, punching holes through it, trying not to hit the studs. No jabs, just a bunch of uppercuts to the face that I took when I was first starting off. So many closed doors that nobody cared at all, so I loosened up the screws and ripped the hinges off. I have never lost, only just gained through the struggles and the triumphs and the joys and the pains. Gone hit the stage, little buddy, break a leg and go super hard for the people that it came. I remember on a hot summer day, words of an old man, listen to him say. Told the young boy, listen up, grown man, it's the real world now, can't nobody hold your
hand. Where were you?
Been before, focused on a mission I created on my own. The moment right here, this is what I've been waiting for. I can't rewind life, but I'm living fast forward. Thanks to the teachers in my class that gave me a chance, never failing me whatever. I used to love science, sort of hated math, but it started growing on me when I started counting cash. Floating like a brown paper bag on the windiest days. Ain't no telling where I land as long as I don't fall into that radio trash or recycling bin. Same top 40 spins. I remember on a hot summer day, the words of an old man, listen to him say. He told the young boy, listen up, grown man, it's the real world now, can't nobody hold your
hand.
Tell me you
Just let me into heaven if I Trying to do the things that a man should do. Spending quality time, going to the movies, holding hands in the park, to win, to dark. Holding you around town, with the rag top down, down. The wind is in your hair, all the ladies stop and stare. Wishing they were you, telling me what to do. There's nothing I wouldn't do for you. I'm in love with you. There's nothing I wouldn't do. Look at here, now look what's going on. Can't you see that it's wrong? We don't even make love anymore. I'm out the door, can't take no more. Ain't going out like that no more. Like that no more. Girl, you lied and said you were in it to win it. Then you started tripping.
Me. first. You're my water when I thirst. You're my bride by my side. You're my pleasure when it hurts. You're in my kitchen cooking dinner, but I'm thinking about dessert. Cause baby, I'm still stuck in my groove.
Baby, I can't stop the groove.
You're
inside of me.
You know the way you move.
Hey.
Hello. mind keeps tripping, so let's slip and don't know right from wrong anymore. A skeleton's in the closet, I like snakes on the floor. Hearing voices in the night got me running for the door.
Turn the heat up.
All right. It is Sunday. And, you know, it's a Sunday evening chat. And we're chatting tonight. Waiting on my comedian to call in. And once she calls in, we're going to get this party cracking. All right, so what's going on with y'all? Tell me what's up. 646-478-5209. This is the Sunday Evening Check right here on Lawless Radio. If you're interested in submitting your music, please go to lawlessradio.com, hit that submit your music button, and a little email is going to pop up. You fill our information out, there you go, automatically. Well, you know, it does take a little bit. We do have some requirements, though, but, you know, there is nothing that has to deal with money. I'm going to tell you that. So anything that don't have to deal with money is good with me. All right, y'all, 646-478-5209. This is the Sunday Evening Chat right here on Lawless Radio. Let's see who we got on the line. But can you give me some? What's going on, man? Are you out there?
I'm here. Hey.
Okay. Hey there. So how you been today?
I mean, it's a great day. You know, we all woke up this morning. We all able to smile and have, you know, our family around us. And, you know, I lost nobody today. You know, sometimes that's always a bad thing. So,
you know,
it's a great day.
That's what's up. I was watching this TV show, and it was about this guy having two girlfriends. Would you allow your man to have two girlfriends? I mean,
I was in, you know, my marriage, and I knew that he had somebody else on the side.
Mm-hmm.
I allowed it for about 2 years because he told me he would stop. I mean, and then a line came in. So it was about 2 years before I got to the point where I was just like, no. But I knew about her. I didn't know about her in the beginning, but she knew about me. It took me like a year before I knew about her. But she had always known about me and the kids and all of that. And so, yeah, I dealt with it for like another year and a half. You know, him being with her and him being with me. And I'm not going to lie about it. I did. You know, just trying to save my family. But in the end, I couldn't do it anymore. You know.
Right.
So.
Right. Exactly. Well, yeah, you know, you have to know what you're going to deal with, what you want. You know, but I know there's one woman, she said She would allow a man to date another woman. And I'm like, wow, you be cool with that? I don't think I can share. I won't be able to share. I'm sorry.
I think a lot of women could because they can't find men. I've had a lot of girlfriends that have. They mess with married men. They know when that man gets up, he goes back home to his wife. They are content with that. They will cook for him, buy stuff for him, go out with him. And I'm like, you know, he got a wife and kids at home. He's married. But they didn't care. And so that's how the side chick was. But, you know, me talking to her, she said, I'm never going to go away. And I believe that. She told me straight out, I'm always going to be here. As long as he come, I'm opening up my door. So, yeah.
Okay. Is it with her now?
He denies it, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
The kids talk, so yeah. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Where else was he gonna go?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But he want me back. Oh. Come home. I don't think so.
Hey, maybe we need to have her call in one day.
Oh, girl, that would be the day.
Make it real interesting.
We probably shut Lawless down for a minute on that one.
Okay. You know it. Hold on, let's see what Buck's doing. What's going on, Buck?
Hey, what's happening? What's you know good?
Hey, bud.
Hey, what's up, brown sugar?
Not too much.
Well, you know, Buck, did you hear the question?
Yeah, I want to put a male perspective on this. Back before Catrice and I got together, all I dated was married women. It was great. You know, there were no ties, you know what I'm saying? You know, because I know come 8 o'clock, hey, look here, you got to get the hell up out of here. He's going to be looking for you. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like what Mel said earlier, you know, by dating somebody that's married. I used to love it because there was no ties. You know, I didn't have that commitment. You know, I got the gushy-gushy, you know what I'm saying, when I needed it, you know, and then going the hell on, you know what I'm saying? So as far as a woman letting me have another woman, an open relationship, put it down. Basically, that's what you asked me, is how you feel about an open relationship. I can't get down with it. I mean, I'm greedy too. I don't like to share either, you know. And I like to, if I may say, in a very grown up way, is I'm into fellatio, and I don't think that would be too copacetic. You know what I'm saying? Going in and out of somebody different when I'm doing. What I'm doing, if that makes sense. Everybody know what fellatio
is. Right.
Yeah.
You know, that was the main problem with me. You know, you come in, getting in my bed after you did her, and then you want to do me too. I mean, he had a lot of, you know, he took energy pills and stuff. It takes a lot to deal with two women. And so I'm like, you know, you got a lot of, what's the name of that? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Like what men have when they are able to, stamina is what I'm talking about.
Stamina, okay, yeah.
He had
a
lot of stamina. Because he was able to do it for years. And I was like, it was hurting my family, my kids.
I have my hands full with
we don't know who
Dr.
I am.
I couldn't figure out your name. You got so many damn many names, but I have my hands full with Dr. Patterson. I just don't have time for another personality and attitude and mood and menstrual cycle and all that. I don't have time for that.
Oh my God, not the menstrual cycle.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Don't bring that up.
Wow.
I'm 40 years old and I can barely handle what I got. You know what I'm saying? So let alone two at the same damn time.
So you ain't gonna take no B12 and no Viagra.
No. I'm on too much blood pressure medication for me to be mixing all that up. I'm on too much blood pressure medication for me to be doing all that. And to be honest with you, the only thing I really need, and forgive me for saying, is all I need is a joint, and I'm good. You know what I'm saying? That's my Viagra.
There you go. Well, on that note, we'll be right back.
The beat and then a sound bite. Feel the heat from the body's in motion. Another step from my Kettle One potion. A little smile, I'm in love at first sight. Gotta stand and we're off to the late night. Just get me to the dance floor. drama. It's a kind of shh for your mama. You know I'm just here to party. Play nice but be a naughty.
Everybody want me to grind. It's like everybody want me to shine. When I want that too, but what happens when you work so hard but don't go nowhere? I'm like, dang, what you want me to do? Am I another wannabe that never made it? For no reason, my rhymes just faded. They say you skilled, boy. I don't care. I promise you, you gon' go somewhere. Will I ever make it out this middle class home? Make it to the fame and get some high class dome? Cause these boys swear they better take their high butts home. Get aboard on my flight, homie, I am gone. I'm too cold, homeboy, check the jacket out. Drew told me write the rhymes and just swag it out. So I'm swagging it, they wanna see what I'm about. I'm about my paper, so I just wanna
it's
add a
just
count.
Me, no sequel or clone. They say where you at, I say where I'm on. You see I'm starving, the sound of my tongue. I'm feeling like Marvin, let's get it done. It's just me, no sequel or clone. They say where you at, I say where I'm on. You see I'm starving, the sound of my tongue. I'm feeling like Marvin, let's get it done.
Okay, let's take it back to the rap sheet. I've never been the type to rap about high clap Pete. I'm lying, I did, I was young and dumb. But I promise you I never rap bubble yum. What's worse than being fake with yourself? Your dreams living you out with imaginary wealth. I guess anything they can put on the shelf. But even if I sell out, I'ma be myself. I just gotta be real with them. Cause I sweat through it all, man, I feel with them. Or I feel for them, cause I've been there. But y'all listen to them, so I don't even care. So either way, I'ma eat and grind. Be patient and wait my time. So either way, I'ma eat and grind. Be patient and take what's mine. Now let's
it's
go.
It's just me, no sequel or clone. They say where you at, I say where I'm on. You see I'm starving, the sound of my tongue. I'm feeling like Marvin, let's get it on. It's just me, no sequel or clone. They say where you at, I say where I'm on. You see I'm starving, the sound of my tongue. I'm feeling like Marvin, let's get it on.
let my niggas roll the kicks up. Let my niggas pour them drinks up. Cause we try to get fucked up. Your man might get took, bro. Cause we in here. Got the money on deck. Got the cash on deck.
We in here.
Got the cash on deck.
Let them
just know that we in here.
Got the money on deck.
Let them
get the cash on deck.
We in here.
Got the cash on deck.
Everybody asks the same question. Turned out for what? Me and my turn. We don't give a fuck. Bottle at the bottom. Them sponsors with the models. Your main. Choosing the money is the muscle. And we celebrate the hustle cause the n***a getting paid. And the f*** on deck so a n***a gon' get laid. And the n***a gon' love it and you haters gon' hate. It's so wrong, but so
let my n***a throw the c*** up.
Let my n***a pour them drinks up. Cause we try to get f***ed up. Your man might get took, bro. I know I'm down to f***. She let me in it. She let me in it. And baby, I'm a tree, so I might just
make
it.
And we celebrate the hustle cause a n***a getting paid. And them n***a's on deck so a n***a gon' get laid. And my thugs up in the show where you can catch a fade.
So long, talking so wrong.
Let my n***a throw the c*** up.
Let my n***a pour them drinks up. Cause we try to get f***ed up. Your man might get took, bro. Cause we in here.
Money on deck.
Got the cash on deck.
We in here.
Got the cash on deck.
Let them
just know that we in here.
Money on deck.
Let them
get the cash on
deck. We in here.
Got the cash on deck.
Let my n***a throw the cash up. Let my n***a pour them drinks up. Cause we try to get f***ed up. Your man might get took, bro. We in here,
money on deck,
got the cash on deck.
We in here,
got the cash on deck.
Let them
just know that we in here,
money on deck.
Let them
get the cash on
deck.
All right. Now we are back. We was having a conversation. That's why I was asking you about what was the conversation we were having before I went on the break. You remember what the conversation was?
We were talking about, oh, wow, that's a shame.
So, you see, that's an example of the joint that he spoke of earlier. The joint will take you to a whole nother place.
Oh man.
Yeah. So
open relationships.
No, I'm with you. You know, the whole open relationship thing, the whole sharing. I'm not for it at all. Let's see. Mel, you out there? Yeah. So I'm not for that open relationship thing. I'm just, you know,
you
I don't
want
to share. No. Because I know how I am about intimacy and being with someone. And I think I would get addicted, and then it wouldn't stop, you know.
Okay. What about what was the name of that show we used to watch? Polyagramy,
You know, if there was no children involved right now, yeah, I'll do that. But there's kids around. I don't think you could successfully be a poly and have children.
Oh, you're putting the morals into it.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, you know, you gotta put morals into it. There's some things you don't want your kids looking at, noticing.
Well, I mean, they ain't in the room. They ain't in the room looking. I mean, shawty like, okay, I got two mommies. I got two mommies and one great daddy.
No, we won't be that.
Am I muted?
No, you're not muted.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No. You know.
I just wanted to make sure everybody heard what I said.
Yeah. Yeah. One great daddy. Yeah, we got you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. You know, it ain't nothing wrong with it. You know.
No. I thought it was great. As a matter of fact, I kind of hate we don't have HBO anymore because I'd love to see some more of that program. It was a program on HBO. What was the name of Polyagamera? I can't pronounce it anymore.
Yeah, well, yeah, we can't pronounce it, the title. Polyamory. I don't know.
Polyagamy or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a group of people who are in a dedicated relationship with each other. There was one group of people, three of them. There was two girls and a guy, and they called themselves a triad. And they shared everything, and actually.
Mm-hmm.
It was a guy and a girl. They were married, and then they had this other girl, and the girl was very into them, and she even, matter of fact, I think they had like a little wedding ceremony as to where all three of them were married to each other, and I thought that was pretty cool, you know what I mean? I mean, not just from a sexual standpoint, but I just thought it was nice to, you know, bring an extra somebody in that's cool with, you know, that you can actually get along with. It's like a, you know, a second wife or a second husband, you know what I'm saying? And it can be kind of useful, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you don't feel like cleaning the kitchen, you got somebody else that could probably do it, you know what I'm saying? So I like that point of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, how do you spell the polymery? The polymy. You know,
just Google poly, P-O-L-Y, and see what happens.
Okay.
Matter of fact, let me see if I can try it. Let me see.
Okay,
and,
but while we're looking up, we can talk more about that when we get back. I'm gonna take a little quick break. This is All Natural.
Seven wonders of the world. Ever wonder why I'm different from other girls? Can you imagine what it could be? Why they all see beauty when they look at me? My kind, wanting more than the treasure. My body just can't be
straight from the PG Island. You are so priceless, that's why I had to write this. The Black Queen of Elizabeth, the Queen Midas.
And
yeah, my dear, you got the golden touch. Better get the platinum status than such and such.
You know it.
Out this world like Haley's Comet, with all the right ingredients, eat you up like my own.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is the Sunday Evening Chat right here on Lawless Radio. Check us out, lawlessradio.com. Call in, 646-478-5209. If you're interested in submitting your music, go to lawlessradio.com, submit your music, follow those instructions. Follow the instructions. I say this because some of you do not follow the instructions, and you wonder why your music is not in rotation. So, I'm just saying, follow the instructions. That's all you need to do. All right. We are looking for interns, DJs, marketing people, street folks, whatever. Call us, hit us up, send us an email at admin@lawlessradio.com. All right, let's see. We have, we got Buck out here. All right, I thought my comedian was calling in, but I don't know who they are.
It's all right. We're going to have a good old time anyway. It'll be all good.
All right. So we were talking about Polly. Now, pronounce it again, but
Polyamory.
Okay. Polyamory. Now,
shall I give the definition?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Polyamory, the state or practice of having more than one open romantic relationship at a time. Such words are polyamorous, polyamoros, which is the adjective.
Mm-hmm.
And it was first used in the circa year 1994.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, that means that there's a whole lot of freaky folk out there.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the 90s, man.
A lot of things happened in the 90s. A lot of
sure
things
did.
Happened.
Sure did.
Well, wow. I know that's right. I know that's right. All right. You know, I got some callers out there. Let me check on these callers. Hold tight. We're going to be right back. Just blowing kisses, J-Silver.
At my door, who is there standing on my porch? Oh.
keep on reoccurring. Give me one more chance, I'ma show you, girl. One more shot and I'll give you the world. I'm a better man, maybe I'm a step. You a broke ass, but you keep on reoccurring. You ain't getting no chance, no shot, no nada. I'ma blow you a kiss, now don't holler.
Hello, hello, Michonne.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, beautiful?
I am wonderful. I am wonderful. I am glad that you have taken your time out to come chill with me tonight. So we got a good 30 minutes. We could just have some fun and just talk all kinds of stuff, you know?
All right.
So won't you tell us, I want to welcome you to the Sunday evening chat, you know. We chat, we have deep conversation. I'm not sure if you caught the tail end of the conversation I was having with Buck. We were speaking upon polyamory or something like that. I'm not sure if you ever heard of that. It was a little deep. And, you know, we just kind of hang out. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, what you do and, you know, how long you've been doing it and, you know, all that.
All right. My name is comedian Shawn Hill, and that's S-E-A-N-H-I-L-L. I'm out of the Show Me State Midwest, and I've been in the game for a little bit, you know, newcomer, but quickly gaining notoriety amongst my peers. I just recently covered the National Bikers Roundup. It was their 36th annual, and it was held at Tunica, Mississippi. They had over 38,000 in attendance. And they raised over $1,100 in cash, not to mention over 500 pounds of food to give to the local community in Tunica. And they do this every year. It's like one huge family reunion for bikers. And then I just got back home today from being in St. Louis, the Lou, and I was covering the Missouri Black Expo out there. And it was just me interviewing different poets, authors, people vending, hanging out with the celebrities that came to perform. Like they had Joe out there performing and Frankie Beverly and Maze and all of them. So it's been really fun hitting the road. Even though I'm a comedian, I do a lot of promotions, hosting, and interviewing as if I'm a part of the press. So that's been really cool. I have a lot of that will be posted on my website, which is Shawn, S-E-A-N-H-I-L-L, entertainment.com. So I plan on linking everybody to you as well, and they're beautiful. So we're going to have some fun.
Oh,
that's a little bit about me.
That's what's up. Okay, I like that. You like Shine, S-E-A-N-H-I-L-L. That's right. Come on, spit it out. Spit it out. So tell me. Okay, so Michonne, so can you share with us some of your talent, you know, and, you know, because I think the listening audience need a good laugh. It's Sunday here in Georgia. The kids go back to school tomorrow. There's a whole lot of parents really excited. You know, there's some kids excited. But I think I'm more excited because I'm going to have a quiet house for the first time in 3 months. But
yes.
It's going to be great.
I think it's going to be great, too. The only drawback, when kids start back to school, that means parents, what we have to do, we start tutoring, not our kids, but ourselves, because that homework is getting tougher and tougher every year. Like, I can't Google enough answers anymore. Wikipedia will mess your grade card up. Do not listen to Wikipedia for nothing. I'm telling you, parents, that is the tip from Shawn Hill for today, because last year that was a rough one, figuring out what information to actually accept.
what grade were you trying to Google?
well, you know what? I'm good. I can hang in there on the third and fourth grade. But when we got to that fifth grade level, that's when it started kind of get a little bit more challenging, only because my kids go to the college preparatory type, and so they teach them 2 or 3 years above the actual grade level. And technically, even though they're in the fifth grade, I'm doing seventh grade homework, and I have been out of school for over 15 years, if I'm telling my age. So it's like me getting back into the mundane of learning things and trying to reiterate things to my children that I have forgot all about because I don't utilize them every day. That was the challenge. But you can't get into a kid and let them know that you don't understand or know the question that's being asked.
Right. You're going to find that answer. You know, if it takes you all night, you're going to figure it out.
I had their teachers on speed dial.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
You're real good.
Man, we about to go ahead.
Googling fifth grade work. Hell, I was Googling first grade work. I didn't know what the hell a psych word was. What the hell is a psych word? Scene, saw, speed. I didn't know the other sight word.
Words that are very common that you will always see. They don't necessarily rhyme, but it's something that's like normally used on a daily basis in almost every sentence.
I know that now, but you know, I didn't know that.
Yes.
I want to answer that for a moment too. I'm one of those people. I will ask you if I have that dumbfounded look on my face. That means I really don't know, and I'm going to ask you. To me, it's not a dumb question. What's dumb is me still trying to fake through it and act like I understand what you said to me.
Right. Exactly. Now, you said you was out there in biker. Was it biker week? Or was it for a weekend?
Basically, it was July 31st to August 4th. So that whole span of, like, Wednesday to Sunday.
I rode one bike one time.
Mm-hmm. I would love to purchase one. However, I have children who can't. That would make me think about that bottom line. You know what? It's more economical for me to get a vehicle. All of us can ride in versus me having to make them take turns running alongside. So I don't have a bike right now, but I was out there. I rode on one bike, and it was fun. I love it. I would love to purchase one and be part of that. The only thing was, in Mississippi, they had some ignorant mosquitoes. The mosquitoes were huge, and they came up and they introduced themselves and asked you how you were doing and how your mama was doing before they took a bite out of you. You know what I'm saying? It's like they didn't want to be rude because they were having dinner with you, and that was just like, that was the only drawback. But I enjoyed myself other than that.
Yeah,
better
than that.
Yeah, them Mississippi mosquitoes, them Mississippi mosquitoes, they a whole nother bean.
That all stuff is just like just self basting yourself. They was like, oh, you come with gravy. Thanks.
I know that's right. Like, yeah, let's add this extra addition to it.
We know about the Mississippi mosquitoes. I'm sorry, Honey Bunny. Let me introduce myself. My name is Buck. I'm just a guy on the side. I ain't nobody important.
Oh, hello there, side guy.
That's the side guy, you know. We kind of say that so often for the last 20 years. But
Now,
Shy, tell me where you are. You say you're from Show Me State. How long, and where you living? You still there now?
Yes, I'm still here in the Show Me State.
Okay. Now, do you are you a comedian at a club, local club there?
I kind of float. I'm one of those people. I'm not a clubber. I'm not a partier. I just put on that persona when I'm out and getting paid to be out there to do that. But I'm not going to be in a club unless you pay me. And if you local, they don't want to pay you to just be there when they see you in Walmart checkout times or Aldi's or even Save a Lot.
She said Aldi.
Yes.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm not bougie enough yet to stop shopping at those places, boy. I thought I was really balling out of control when they opened the Save-A-Lot up for me. you know, a whole other line. Instead of having one line with 800 people in it, they opened up a second line, and I was like, oh, I'm number three in line.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? So, yeah, folks down here in Georgia, they don't know nothing about Aldi. You know, they turn their nose up at it, because we got them here, but a lot of folks turn their nose up at it. And you can see the whole family.
But behind the closed doors, I have all these bags. Don't get it twisted.
Okay.
I come and I was up in public. I play that role too, but it's like that secret lover. You kiss them in the dark, but then in the light, you act like you don't know. That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
Right. Exactly.
What it is that they're spoiled, you know, they got the Publix down here, and, you know, the Publix cashiers and baggers, they bring your groceries out to the car for you, you know what I'm saying?
Kind
of spoiled, yeah. So they get there wait a minute, there's no one to bag my groceries? Oh, no, this will never do. So, yeah, they just spoiled, that's all.
If somebody's bagging your groceries and taking them out to your car for you from Aldi's, they stealing them, baby. Don't let them do it.
Hell yeah, that's like for your car. Dude, I'm parking my car now. Nah. And then they say, oh, can I have your buggy? Do you got a car? Other than that, this quarter going in that slot. And we're going
to
go ahead and get my
quarter
back.
I need a solid quarter the way I gave it to you, too. Don't give me no two dimes and a nickel. I want that solid quarter just like I gave it to you.
I'll at least give you a break. But don't try to stick me for my father now. That's on the real, you know.
That's a half a cigarette. I need my
cigarette's a 50 cent.
And if you give them a quarter, they only gonna give you the part with the filter, not the part that has all the nicotine in it.
I get two drags off a cigarette for a quarter.
I did not know it was that expensive for a cigarette.
Times are hard.
That's right. A single size, it's a quarter. I thought it was a dollar, actually, but okay.
Well, that's in Chicago, yeah. In Chicago, it's a dollar for a single cigarette. Ooh, or
that's
Lucy, as they call
habit.
It.
Well, how much is a whole, pack of cigarettes if one is a dollar?
When you get a whole pack for like five, in Georgia you get about five. I think they're about $10 in Chicago now.
Yeah, they tend to $10 to $12 for a pack of squares in Chicago. If you're in downtown Chicago, it's gonna cost you about $12, something like that.
Oh, that's expensive.
You ain't lying.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be thinking about how many, like, value meals I can get. Like, that's two value meals. I can't do that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right. Mm-hmm. Well, Rashawn, any place that you're going to be at soon, you can tell our listening audience?
The only thing I could do is refer you to my website, Sean Hill Entertainment, only because SeanHillEntertainment.com, only because I haven't had a chance to actually sit down and look at my schedule, but I try to keep everything out there on the website so you can keep track of dates and cities that I'll be in.
That's professional. It's like, I ain't got time for that. My people just call me and say, listen, this is where you're going to be. Just go and get on up there, and you're going to get this. And I'll deposit your check, or I'll send your check to you. That's the way you do business, girl.
Exactly.
When I grow up, I'm going to be just like you.
actually, she sounds like one of those, have my people call your people, or have your people call my people. That's what she sounds like.
I haven't made it to that level just yet. That's my cousin that be calling folks for me right now. But you know,
this my cousin work.
I don't have enough money just yet to have some people call your people and say they my people. Right now, they're all my people, and they're trying to call people for me because my phone, you know how if you don't pay, you can still get calls. You just can't make them. So, yeah. We're working on that. Yeah, we're working on that.
My hat's off to you for giving your cousin some sort of employment. Because if your cousin, like my cousin, always asking for a five or something like that, hey, let me give you something to do for this five. So, hey, baby, my hat's off to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
All right, girl, hold on tight.
Don't hang on. Let's see who else on the line. Mel, you there?
I'm here, baby.
Okay, I'm sorry, honey. I had to go in the other room, and Buck didn't man the switchboard for me. He just kind of left it all crazy. I'm blaming it on Buck.
Well, I didn't get no hand signal or something. You know, even in baseball, they give you a hand signal. I mean, my God, I didn't get nothing. You just walked out and left the room.
Well, you see what happened? 20 years, I would think that you would know if I leave the room, you need to never mind.
Yeah,
we ain't gonna have no squabble over the air. We got
gas. Yeah, lucky I didn't close my eyes. Because if I'd have closed my eyes, you would have had dead air.
Sean, nice to hear you on the air, honey.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear you, beautiful.
Yeah, I'm going to come and see you next time I'm in KC. I'll be down there in November.
All right. That's going to be nice. Anytime I have a show, I show up and show out. Because, see, I haven't made millions yet, so I have.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Oh, no. Hello?
Yeah. We're here. I don't know what happened to us. All right. Everybody still hear me?
They must have heard that thing you said about our phone.
Oh, okay. No, Sean, yeah, something's going on with Sean's phone. It dropped on her.
Yeah, they heard that practical joke about her talking about the phone numbers and all that. Can't call out and all. Yeah, they heard that.
And they just let it go.
Yeah.
That's right.
Like, we'll show your ass.
Well, you know what? I want to go ahead. I want to reach out there and thank Ms. Shawn Hill. That's ShawnHillEntertainment.com. Check her out. Great lady. Let's see who is on the air. 414, who's this?
Oh, my goodness.
Mister. Hey, listen here. I just want to say this. Mel, Catrice, and Buck, and the chairman, I feel like I really need to send sincere apologies to all of y'all.
Hold on a second, Mississippi. You'll be able to do it. Don't hang up though. Hold on, Miss Shine, you back?
Yes, I'm back. If y'all can hear me.
Yes, I can. We can hear you. We can hear you. Yes,
okay.
We can hear you. We can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you, honey. Okay.
Who's that? Sprint? What you got? Sprint?
Yes. How did you know? Lisa.
See there.
Oh my God. How did you know?
See there.
Hey, honey. I'm here. I was not going to put them on blast like that, but you like, who you had? I'm sorry.
No. We had Sprint, it was so bad. We would have to go outside our house.
I am outside. I'm sitting in the car. That's not even moving. I lose the signal and I'm not moving. Right. Same thing for me.
I went down a little too much, and it was like, I lost the satellite feed. I can't do this.
I'm so sorry, you guys. I'm literally sitting in a parked car, making sure I had enough bars so that I could talk to you guys, because for whatever the reason, you can't talk if you're inside the house.
Yes, exactly.
But, you keep it real. And like I said, when I come to KC, we're going to hook up. I want to see that show. I'm going to throw a show. We're going to do something.
Hit me up. I am one of those people. I will take care and make sure you enjoy yourself immensely. If I have to bring you around some crazy folks to make, we could just sit there and giggle and point at together. That's going to be our me time, you know?
All right.
Well, you know what? Don't even worry about Shine. It's good. You can always come back on the show, especially if you just have any, you want to chill out, hang out with us. You're more than welcome to come out. I want to appreciate. I want to say thank you for taking your time out to come out to the show and share with us who you are and what you do. And I wish you the best of luck, girl. I know you're gonna hit it big. And just remember us on Lawless Radio when we talked about you know, you feeling good and having all that money.
Of course, and I want to thank you guys for allowing me to be a part of your show. And for all your listeners, I need friends on Facebook and Twitter and all that. So just at Shine Hill ENT for Twitter, Instagram, and Shine Hill Facebook, ShineHillEntertainment.com to follow me and stalk me. I appreciate all the love, you guys. Are you kicking me off the show? Because we didn't talk about relationships.
I was asking the
woman about relationships. Yes, I'll tell you all the good things that I know. How to keep them in because I'm single. Yes.
Are you single? You single? But you know what? You can always call her back in. We can talk about relationships. We can really get down with it because earlier we were talking about would you let your man have a girlfriend?
It depends. If he's making a certain amount of money, he's still taking care of home. As long as he don't mind me having a boyfriend. Now what?
Okay. See.
What? You don't have a What's
your phone number?
I don't know. I can't honestly answer yes or no because if I actually feel that individual, I may tell him about himself, and I don't share. I'm going to put it out there. I don't share. I'm very stingy when it comes to my significant other because there's too much craziness out there. How you the sidekick and you want to slash my tires? You need to stay in your lane, honey. Stay in your lane. Don't be in the phone calling me trying to play on my phone and you the side dish. The green beans don't call for crap to no steak. You don't do that.
Right. That's true.
But that green beans, you're going to be, he may put you off to the side and eat on some carrots, maybe some corn. You're going to be tired of trying to talk crap to the steak because the steak is drizzled in steak sauce and is also tantalizing and good.
Don't you know it?
I said, but I'm going to put it out there. I don't share. And, like, I've even been accused of getting with other people's men. And I'm like, now, see, I'm just going to have to start collecting all random stuff y'all accusing me of having already. Because if you call me at 2 o'clock in the morning asking where your man is, I'm going to find out where he at, too. Like, where are you at? Now, you owe me some. Because she called me thinking I had it already. But just for GP, since I got woke up and she's asking me about you, I need you to tell me, one, where you been and, two, come on and deliver like Pizza Hut. 30 minutes away.
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly. Go do what you need to do. That's what's up. Go ahead, girl. Shoot. Let it out. Huh? We need that.
And that's probably why I'm single right now. Lately, men have been very emotional. Like, they've been in their feelings. Like that song from Drake, Say My Name, like, you know, he was singing that Disney crowd on him. I was like, you know what? It's a nice little song. You're in your feelings.
Right. Exactly. That is true.
Man, don't get mad when you see me in public with my man. I'm just saying.
Right, exactly. Don't get no attitude now.
I had a joke where I told, and I didn't realize how many people's feelings I hurt when I put that out there until I did, but on Facebook I had put a quote. I said, look here, stay out your man's phone and our relationship. That hurt a lot of women's feelings. So they were inboxing me, and I was like, look, honey, if that hurts your feelings, I'm sorry. But you do need to stay out his phone and his other relationships because you don't know what type of relationship it is. And you bring that third party in to your personal relationship, and that's going to cause some friction between you and your significant other. She may not be doing your man, but now you done gave her that opportunity because now she has a window of opportunity to talk to him about you. And then she's going to make sure that anything he remembers or thinks about you is negative so that she looks better. So it's a double-edged sword, that statement. It's not necessarily saying that he's cheating around on you, but don't do that. Don't call somebody up you don't even know, talking smack and asking a question. They don't know about you for a reason. He may not be cheating on you, but his coworker don't need to know that you're pregnant. The lady that's about to rent the duplex from him don't need to know that you're pregnant and you upset with your marriage. Now she's going to offer him additions to her paying the rent. I'm just saying. Because she knows he's unhappy at home. Just let it be known.
That's it.
And that's just for me listening to older couples. Not life experience, but just sitting around. I have a lot of older people that spit knowledge to me. I like sitting around with recorders and listening to that older generation. They actually tell some good tips on how to keep a man if you choose to have one.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Definitely, they do. They do. You know what, Sha? I would love to have you back on the show. I'm doing a dating game in the next few weeks. Actually, Mel gave me the idea, and so Mel was trying to do it on her show, and I wonder what happened. So I said, you know what, we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna kick it off and see how many people we can do. So I'm gonna have Mel, and then you can come on. And then we can trip off on some folks. So it'll be in the next few weeks, and we can have some fun. You know, get some folks on the dating game and see if we can hook some folks up.
Oh yeah,
you know, Well, cool. Well, Sean, I want to thank you for calling in. That's my time. We don't want all the time, but it's all good. It's all good. We're still on the air. We're feeling good. We're vibing. All right, y'all. I want to thank you so much, Shine, for coming on out. Y'all make sure you check out ShineHillEntertainment.com. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening, y'all. Hold tight. I'm going to bring Mississippi in. I think Mississippi got something to say. Wait a minute. Did we lose? Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Let's see. Mississippi, what you got to say?
Yes, I'm here, buddy. Said some very unsavory words on this past evening. So I would like to definitely apologize to you, Mel, Buck, the chairman, and the whole Lawless family. I just want everybody to know I am still Lawless. It has been, ever since I've been in my case, people have been trying to avoid me like the plague. And I didn't mean to say all the mean things I said to you about you. I just thought that you were provoking me.
As long as
we are in the truth. And you know I have mental issues and I'm an alcoholic.
Well, on that note, Mel, you go take care of that. Can you do that?
Listen, girl, it's Lawless. That's all I can say.
It's Lawless. Mississippi, I appreciate you. I appreciate you calling in, man. I really do. Sean, I thank you for calling in. This is what we do every Sunday. So. If you need some good entertainment, girl, you need some good entertainment, you just call on in to the Sunday evening chat. You'll get you a good laugh, and you'll be like, man, okay, I can start my Sunday night off right.
Also, Sean, call in Saturday, because my night is Saturday, same time, no limit. And so we go ham, you know. We can do the same thing on Saturday night on my show.
Yeah,
I definitely will call in on both nights, and I'm going to help promote you guys, and you guys are awesome. I appreciate this opportunity at ShineHillEntertainment.com. If anybody's still listening to me, they probably told me, this girl keeps dropping her name. But thank you guys for having me out, and I appreciate it immensely.
Y'all have been listening to the Sunday evening chat with Dr. Linnea Buckhalter. If you want to check me out, go to facebook.com/Dr. Passion. You can also check me out at drpassion.com. Again, remember, life is a gift. Use that gift to live a positive and productive life. Good night, y'all.